Xiaomi Demai corresponding to Bavli Zvochim Daf Kuf Gimel. We begin the Xiaomi on Daf Tesvovim at base at the top of the page. Hamu Shubin Kavsoi, Kol Yome Haisi Koyre Haposagaze, Behizat Hator Alatome, Tor Echad Maze Altome Echad Ajlam Tia, Moitu Shoyavne, and should say Shetoho Echad Maze Al Kama Tomeim, as brought from the later sentence, it's brought over here instead. So Bishurbin Kavsoi said, all my life I read the Pasuk in Bamidbar, in Perek Yotes, Pasuk Yotes, and the Torah will sprinkle on the tummy. One Torah person may sprinkle on one tummy person, until I learned that one person may sprinkle on several, from the Mishnah that discusses the storehouse of Yavneh. This gives a change according to the Chazon Ish. So then it says, and we have this in the Mishnah Machshirin in Perek Beis, it says that if both Gentiles and Jews store their produce in a certain storehouse, there's a dispute between Reb Meir and the Chacham. Reb Meir says that if the majority of Jews were Gentiles, or if it was half Gentiles, half Jews, it's definite Tezel. If it was majority Jews, it's Demai. Chacham said that even if the Jews were entirely made up of Gentiles, except for one that was a Jew, it's considered Demai, and this shows that even a small amount of Jewish produce prevents it from being definite Tezel. The Gemara asked, but our Mishnah taught, one who deposits produce with a Gentile, it becomes like the Gentile's produce, means definite tevel. Now why not say that the Jew's produce should turn the Gentile's produce from definite into demai? The Blaza answered, the Chachom followed the opinion of Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah earlier, who said that such produce is demai. Rabbi Yochanan amar Chachomim mamish. Rabbi Yochanan gives a different answer. He says they can actually follow the Chachamim, who disagree with Shimon and the Mishnah. They reason that a Gentile's acquisition of land in Eretz Yisrael doesn't remove its obligation of Maisus. Bon Kame Matam, and the students asked Rabbi Yochanan, what's the reason for your teaching? Amaloin, Kad Tisavun, they should say, Ana Amalachoin. Rabbi Yochanan says, I'll tell you when you're old. Ma have a Mei Malachoin, Kamanda Amma Mei Lehen, Kiblu Alehem Eset Maisus. What should he have said to them? That the law of Maisus is Midrabanon. Shmuel ba'aba boy nichel taurus le'amah lahayim mipnei geder taurus lekodjim le'amah lahayim mipnei geder lekodjim lemasas lama le'amah lahayim. The question is, if Shmuel ba'aba says it's understandable he didn't reveal to them the reason in taurus, which is the case of the power aduma, and in kodjim, because it might lead them to being overly lenient. But what would have been the danger in revealing the reason in masas? Vila have amah lahayim, ma have amay lahayim. Gavim masas me'lehem kibru aleim es masas. The answer is, what reason would he have given them that they were lenient in masas because it's midrabanon? They would come to treat masas with disgrace. Rabbi Yirmiyahu appear b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, moidu b'shemun shehu mafish ma'asoysav me'alacha. Rabbi Yirmiyahu, and appear quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that Rabbi Shimon, who disagreed with the Chacham in our Mishnah when they said that if it's deposited with a Gentile, it's like his fruit, was Rabbi Shimon reason that it's demai? He agrees that he must separate his masas. Well, if both Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon say that it requires tithing, then what's the actual difference between them? The answer is, Reb Shimon says that he separates, but he keeps the money that's intended for the Levim, as they can't prove that it belongs to them, since it's demai, and Rabbanon say they must give them, that he must give the Maisa to them. Afilu b'tumas chutz la'aretz eina, ilu tumas chutz la'aretz Shema Eina Notel Domim Min HaShevet. The question is, according to Rabbanon, how could it be that he doesn't keep the money? Since the Gentiles' fruits are only obligated to Rabbanon, they should be like the fruit of Chutz La'aretz. Would you say that the owner doesn't take the money from his tribe? Here also, the owner should take the money from his tribe. Dilma al Ika Tevle Shor Akum Is Amris. And it begins to Tani Reb Yudah, Reb Shimon Oime Yesh Kinyan La'akum Be'et Yisrael La'poitim In HaMase Aleha Reb Yirmiyah Reb Chiyah Reb Abba Reb Shimon Reb Yochanan Moidu Reb Shimon Shu Mafish Ma'asoysav Mei Halacha. The answer is that really, according to the Rabbanon, he separates and keeps the money instead of the tribe. Reb Shimon disagrees and says that he doesn't need to separate so he can keep the Ma'asorishon. And when Reb Yirmiyah said that Reb Shimon agrees that he should separate, he's referring to another Mishnah that discusses the produce of a Gentile, as it's taught. Reb Yudah and Reb Shimon say that a Gentile can acquire land in Eretz Yisrael to exempt it from Maaser.